This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Do you still get lit up with solicitors and scam robocalls on your phone all the damn time? It comes in waves. Yep. Like, it'll come for a while, and then it leaves for a while, and then it comes back for a while. But I think I've narrowed it down to three scams that I get all the time that I think everybody gets.
Did they actually go to your phone? Because everything, I have so many messages in my blocked messages and my voicemail that I didn't even know existed.
There's a bunch of blocked ones in there, yeah. You can manually block them as well.
Yeah, so like anything that's called that I've since blocked, it's a scam.
Yeah.
I have like 25 voicemails in my blocked calls from scammers.
I recently got a new phone number and a brand new, the iPhone like 11 or whatever it is, and now if they think it's a scam, it'll come up as scam likely, so
that's
automatically
amazing.
Know
does
not
really?
To answer. Yep.
Mine doesn't say scam likely.
Mine
like,
doesn't
awesome.
Either, but it might be because they're all blocked.
That's awesome. True.
And I don't get them yet.
And I know you can silence like numbers that you don't have in your phone, but sometimes I get calls from people in the state. Like, I work on the board for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, so sometimes I'll get a call from somebody in the state that I need to answer. So you get these scammers that call with a 262 or a 920 or a 414, and you're like, maybe it's someone for me. No, it's Laura with Student Services. Damn it. Oh, a 262 number. Maybe it's someone important. No, it's Frederico, and he's trying to find out if I need a new warranty on my car.
Oh my God.
No, I don't need a warranty on my car.
He's answering.
I don't answer
it. Don't you think they send it to the other scammers?
These are voicemails that I'm getting, though.
You said you answer them. You started by saying you answer your phone because you have work to do, and there might be people calling.
Sometimes I do.
Like, screw that.
Sometimes I don't. It's always the auto. It's the auto warranty department. It's the student loan department, or it's some sort of like a health insurance place trying to give me health care because my health benefits are up soon. These are all voicemails that I get from these people.
Man.
And they sound like real people, too. They're convincing. It's like,
it's crazy.
Hey, it's Todd from the services department. I know we talked last week, but I just wanted to make sure that I got your information about this new up-and-coming health insurance plan. And I was like,
Riggs,
Todd?
But maybe,
you ever talk to Todd?
Maybe it's a plug. Maybe it's someone actually trying to help you with great health insurance. I'm just saying.
Voicemails. No. There's a whole plethora of them I never see. Turn to the blocked, man. I don't, that's crazy.
I have the blocked ones, yes.
Oh.
But they keep coming.
Then
so
keep
many.
Blocking them.
I know, but it gets annoying.
You're just
welcome to life.
Up. Yeah.
71037. Does this happen to you all the damn time? These damn people won't leave you alone. My student loans are paid off. Leave me alone for Christ.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.